You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio. We're celebrating the connection with our pets. And in just a couple of minutes, an author of a brand new book, a scary book. She has a book called This Is Your Brain on Parasites. And she talks about the parasites that our cats and I think even dogs
can get. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that we could get from them and how they can make you crazy.
They can control your brain.
It's kind of like playing Pokemon, right? On the go.
Yeah, that's exactly like that. You'll want to be listening for that coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. Next hour, we're going to be talking with the French guy who's traveling across the world with his hen on a sailboat.
Sailing, yeah.
I believe it's like a 39-foot sailboat. It's just him and his hen, I guess. That's
him and his chick, huh?
Him and his chick. He is French, is that correct?
He is French.
You've spoken to him. Does he have that deep French accent?
Yeah, he has the accent.
What's wrong, Judy?
He's very nice. Very nice.
He's just a nice young man.
Okay, ladies, let me set you straight. He's traveling the world with a chicken, okay? So I just want to point that out.
Well, hey, that means he's single, right?
Okay. So that's on the way next hour. You want to stick around for that.
How do you compete with a chicken?
I got better legs.
I'll vouch for that.
I have chicken legs.
Hey, chicken legs, what are you working on for this hour in the news?
Oh, the lick of death.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This is so serious, this one case of this lick of death. It was actually written up in the British Medical Journal recently.
Oh, okay. So this is a story, I presume, about an animal that has licked somebody to death. Is that correct? That's not David Coveney.
No, that is not correct.
Okay.
It could be.
That's on the way. There's a couple of scary things on the way that are real. They're not fiction. These are real things. And
yeah.
If you want to stick around and listen and make sure that your animal does you no harm. Let's go to the phones right now. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. By the way, Joey, he's in the green room right now, but he wants me to tell you he's going to be talking about hairstyles. I was unaware this is a thing, but apparently dogs have hairstyles.
Doggy hairstyles. Why not?
Okay. Oh, don't forget you can also ask your questions from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. And let's head to line 4 where we have Robert for Joey. Hey, Robert, how are you doing?
All right, and you?
Good. What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call. I've got a little female Chihuahua cross. She's probably about 6 years old, about 10 to 13 pounds. When I go to clip her toenails, she goes bananas. And yep. What I have to do currently is wait till I catch her asleep, and then I might get to clip one or two toenails, and after that we're done. I mean, she won't let me do it. I need to get them clipped. They're getting bad, and I just don't know how to handle it.
Well, you got the piranha of all little dogs. You know, when Chihuahuas come into the salon, I have to tell you, sometimes we cringe to cut their nails. So this definitely is not an easy task. But let me ask you a question. Did you ever try doing it with two people?
Yes. She will claw me to death. I've tried to hold her and get my wife to do the clipping and vice versa. And she doesn't bite. She will tuck those little feet up under her, and she wants me to hold her, and she'll tuck those feet up under her and fight you to. You're just not going to clip them.
I can picture it. I definitely can picture it. Now, to see the advantage that we have as groomers is we have a grooming table with a safety loop, so it makes it easier. But what you can do is try this: take a towel and wrap your dog in a towel, only exposing the leg that needs to be cut at that time. So what it's going to do, it's going to immobilize. And you're going to have to make it a little bit tight, but not too tight where it's uncomfortable, but tight enough where she's not going to claw you up. And the good thing about it is she doesn't bite. So because she doesn't bite, that actually you don't have to worry about the mouth. And what I would do is I'd wrap her in a towel, expose that, cut those nails. And you know what? The important thing is, in a situation like this, because you have a dog that's really, really nervous about having their nails cut to begin with, I wouldn't cut too much off at a time. I don't want to make the dog bleed. Now, even if the dog bleeds, you know what? It's an old wives' tale. They're not going to bleed to death. It will make a mess, but sometimes it could traumatize your dog because it is a pinch. And it's, you know, they're going to feel it. So what I would do is I would do it more often. The other thing about doing it more often is your dog will finally get used to it. Maybe after, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, they'll get used to it. No, just joking. They'll get used to it probably within the first few times, knowing that you're not going to hurt them. And by immobilizing them, it also makes them a little bit more comfortable, because when they feel like that you're in control, they're not as nervous. When they don't feel like you're in control and you're trying to do something they don't like, they're going to fight even harder. So that's what I would do. And I definitely recommend cutting over grinding in a situation like this, because it's quicker. Grinding takes a little bit longer, and the sound of the grinder sometimes will spook the dog. So what I would do is I would just take a little off. I would try to do it once a week. Wrap your dog in a towel, and each leg, as you're done, put that leg in the towel, pull out the other one, okay? And hopefully that'll help you.
Got it. Got it. I want to beat my own drum for right quick. I'm a truck driver. I don't know if you know of this. You probably do, but there are dog rescue places out here that use truck drivers to transport dogs to a new home. If someone adopts a dog out of state and they know that particular truck driver is going through that town to pick that dog up going to point B, there's truckers out here that do that. I have to be one of them. It's free. We don't charge nothing. We do it to help the dogs.
That's great. You know what's funny about that is 11 years ago, that's how I got one of my Karen Terriers, through Karen Terrier Rescue. The dog came up from South Carolina, and I had to meet them at the Vince Lombardi truck stop on the New Jersey Turnpike. And
I believe
it's good to have people like you out there.
Thank you.